Robin drives one to right. Hey, fairly deep. Get up and get out of here. Gone for Robin. His first of the year, and it's 4-3.
This is for my good friend Harry Carey. I'm missing all the time. Let me hear you now. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some.
I don't know about you, Sandy, but I'm getting a little choked up hearing those calls and the singing from Bob Uecker. And, you know, I mean, I think a lot of us still feel that loss. That he's no longer with us.
Yet I still sort of feel like he's here, because he just left such an impact, and the documentary just came out, world premiered at the Milwaukee Film Festival. The Uke doc will be out next month on July 24th with its theatrical release. I feel like he's still been part of the conversation. He's been so well remembered and part of the baseball experience now with the Brewers. And, you know, I mean, like he's just so fondly remembered.
And now he's watching over us.
10 stories tall.
You were there on Friday when the artist, Mauricio Ramirez, finished, put that final little signature on.
The signature hasn't been put on yet. There will be a big fanfare ceremony in about 2 weeks. I will keep you updated on what's on tap and here on WTMJ. But I was there on Friday morning where the last spray paints went on. Because when you see the mural, here's the deal. It is 10 stories tall on the Wind Trust building. So just a block east of the Pfister and a block west of Cathedral Square. If you know where the Giannis mural is, it's right around the corner. So Jackson and Mason. And if you ever walk out of Ward's House of Prime, you're going to see it right there. 10 stories tall. And it's the same artist, Mauricio Ramirez, who painted the Giannis mural. So very photorealistic, and it is Bob Uecker in his happy place in the broadcast booth at the ballpark. So it is a huge, smiling Uke with a plaid jacket. It's not a loud plaid jacket. It's a gentle cream color.
It's a subtle plaid.
But it is, you had to have plaid. At the mic, and you see the architecture of the roof at American Family Field, Miller Park, whatever you like to call it. It's technically American Family Field. But it really is a stunning, happy tribute to Bob Uecker.
Well, let me ask you this, because you've seen it up close, you've seen it from a distance. What's the best vantage point to look at that mural, to really capture it?
But truly, anywhere. It is so encompassing. You can stand in the parking lot and look up and just be surrounded by Bob. So it's Bob Uecker. If you text the word mural, M-U-R-A-L, text mural to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, we'll send you the link to the web story where we've taken pictures. Mauricio started on May 21st. I had him in on What's on Tap because I'm like, tell me, how in the world do you do this? What's the process? So it's been really fascinating. So we have photos of the progress all along. And then yesterday morning, I got to actually roll some paint on.
You painted some of it?
I have a little hand
no.
in it. Yes, it was such a thrill.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, so wait a second. If you're watching us on YouTube or you're streaming us at WTMJ.com, you can see Sandy with that roller.
With a big grin. Yeah.
Look at you.
On the brown part of the table
gracious.
Inside the broadcast booth. So
you are part of the mural now.
Very tiny. Very tiny. But Mauricio Ramirez, he has maybe a dozen murals around the city, and he's painted some of the electrical boxes downtown, like of notable figures like Juno, you know, but his style is usually very geometric and bright colors. So to see him really do a portrait that is 10 stories tall, it is absolutely wonderful. It's good. And it was also fun because I've visited Mauricio several mornings to watch him create this Bob Uecker mural and to see all the people stopping by, getting their photos with it. I saw three like collegiate gals out for a run and they like threw up both their hands and like, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, already it's bringing joy. So the mural is finished. You can see it. And then in 2 weeks, like I said, I'll update you exactly when there will be a signing ceremony where Mauricio Ramirez will put his autograph on it. But visit Milwaukee downtown and the Wind Trust building, which is where the mural is on, commissioned this wonderful tribute to Bob Uecker.
Has there been any input that you know of from the family?
Absolutely. the family has been part of the design process. It's part of what Mauricio has really been happy about, that they have come all along the process. They're also obviously part of the design process, but that they're happy. And on the closing day on later on Friday afternoon, Susan Kim from TMJ4, she was there with Bob Uecker's daughter-in-law and granddaughter, and they were there and just overjoyed to see this come together. But it is just such a wonderful attraction that I think people are just going to gravitate to. Anybody who's coming in, you know, people go to the Bob Uecker sculpture there at the ballpark and maybe leave a Miller Lite can still or some flowers as a tribute. This will be another real attraction, a must stop point in Milwaukee for fans of baseball, for fans of Uke and Major League, even Mr. Belvedere fans, you know, but Bob Uecker was just such an icon and brings joy.
I'm just curious. You mentioned the plaid jacket.
Yeah.
Was this really one of his jackets? Do you know?
I don't know if
he didn't model for it,
but yeah, I'm just curious.
You know, was he working from a photograph of Bob Uecker when he created the mural?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if he took an image and or if he did his own composite.
But it's of a plaid jacket.
Well, or just of different, you know, because I don't know if it was a specific jacket that he was fond of or if he chose to do, because it's a muted jacket. But the other thing is that in the lower left-hand corner, it says Mr. Baseball, and it has Bob Uecker's signature over a baseball. And I challenge you to look at that. It looks 3D. It almost looks like it's coming out of the wall.
Even up close.
Yes. It's these textures, and he uses spray paints from Europe because they are such a wide variety of colors. So you can get the facial dynamic and really portray the image accurately.
Well, if you haven't had a chance to see it, you definitely want to check it out. And Sandy, before you go this morning, because we're almost out of time, this is Summerfest.
Yes.
It starts on Thursday. And I know this morning at 11, you've got WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck.
An hour-long special, everything you need to know to make the most of Summerfest. You will find out who's playing. There are 15 free admission deals over the 9 days. So we'll
15?
Help you. Yes. Wow. So we'll help you stretch your dollar. What's new? They have some new food, some new beverages. There's a new Fuzz Pop workshop art experience. There's a lot to love about Summerfest. So if you're a first timer or if you haven't been in a long time, Summerfest Soundcheck, 11 a.m. I get to sit down with Sarah Pancari, the president and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival, who has worked at Summerfest since she was a teenager as an usher. You'll hear some of those stories. And also Kevin Kennedy, chief revenue officer, who has specifically worked with local vendors to make sure they're part of the big gig. So there's a lot to love about Summerfest.
And will you be talking about Summerfest on What's on Tap this week?
100% on Monday. And also Thursday, I will be broadcasting live.
Oh, that'll be a fun night. We'll be listening. Sandy Max, thanks so much for coming in on a Sunday morning.
My pleasure. Now I'll see you at Polish Fest.
All right.